licensed without fan translations. I think it's important to know where you come from, not forget it at least.
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, don't forget our roots. There would be no anime fandom or manga fandom over here without the work that fan subbers and scanlators have been doing forever. Actually, back when I was in college, I was a beta tester for Manga Gamer for a while. I did Princess Evangile, or Evangile, however you pronounce that. Evangel, maybe. I did that one. I did Kira Kira versus D2B. I did Armored Warrior Iris. Those were a lot of fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's fun working on VNs.
Yeah, and it's one really cool thing about the Western VN industry is that, you know, I mean, obviously some people have, like, bones to pick with Sekai projects, use of crowdfunding, or, like, whatever. But at the end of the day, I feel like everybody who even bothers to do VNs in the West is doing it because they like it and because they care about it. It's not like some corporate-ass product. Like, it's way too small for anyone to try to, like, make real money from it. But everyone who does it is a big fan, which is cool.
I assure you it's not because of the money.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
Oh, man. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, any other topics before I take the next caller?
I wanted to ask the guys in the thread. What do you guys think of Shikata Ganai? How should I translate it?
Oh, that's a great one. That's a spicy question.
Well, I guess that's it then.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. I'm also watching as these answers roll into the thread. And yeah, I'm going to take the next caller, but thanks so much. Thanks for all the great work you do for the industry. This business definitely couldn't go on with guys like you without, you know, people.
I always listen to the radio. Thanks for keeping me entertained while working.
You're welcome. And hopefully there will be many more nights to come.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
See you later. Wow, that was awesome. All right, fams. Next caller. This is your chance to call in. Call in. There were like 4 people who called in before and then didn't get a chance. Oh, here we go. Kethsar, you are on the line.
Oh, shit, I made it.
There he is, fucking Unst DJ himself. Welcome, Kethsar. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Dukes?
Doing well. So,
I'd like to talk to you about visual novel. It kind of segue in from the previous conversation. I went through a binge read and I haven't played for 4 days now, but I just read 8 visual novels myself over the past month.
Holy hell.
Some of those are titles I know you are into, like Kira Kira, Deer Drops, and Dengeki Striker. So we may as well talk about some of those. Why not?
Yeah, I'm always here to shill Overdrive visual novels at every minute of every day. So what did you think of them?
So I kind of played them out of order. I played Deer Drops and then Kira Kira. Those two are kind of tight. I actually did end up liking Deer Drops more. Maybe not just because I read it first, but Kira Kira, it felt like it dragged some of the stuff on and it got really dark for the true route.
Did you play it blind?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so I won't spoil it for anybody in the thread who hasn't read it yet, but Kira Kira is a VN about a group of kids who form a band, and they just go and do band shit. But it's notorious because the main heroine's normal route is, like, crazy, crazy dark. Like, there's a bad end, or just the end itself. Like, it just comes way out of left field, and it's crazy, crazy fucking, like, edgy, kind of.
A little edgy.
A little edgy. And then the true route also has some edge to it, but not quite as much. But, like, people get sucker punched when they read that route. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, dude, it killed me. Yeah, me too. And then it goes on for fucking ever after that really dark part.
Actually, I think I put that VN down for like a year. After that, I was like, nah.
Yeah, nah.
But I'm glad I finished it.
And then meanwhile, from there, you go into Deardrops, which takes place same world. You even see one or two of the characters from Kira Kira in it. And it's a lot lighter tone. And I felt it also had a more or less better writing to it, but I guess that makes sense because it did come out afterwards.
Yeah, they kind of had experience to pull from. Kira Kira was like the third game they made, if that.
I do still have a little issue with how sometimes they don't go back and tie things up, like the main character in the True Route getting his... I don't know if this will spoil much for anyone that wants to read.